I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Ukraine say a Russian missile strike overnight struck close to Ukraine's second-largest nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. Authorities say the missile strike did not damage the plant's three reactors, but hit other equipment in the same industrial complex. Ukrainian authorities denounced Monday's attack as an act of nuclear terrorism. Meanwhile, Ukraine's counteroffensive continues in the Kharkiv region to the south. Speaking to VOA's Flashpoint program Monday, reporter Anna Chernikova, reporting from Odessa, gave the very latest on that situation.
Just a couple of hours ago, Ukrainian representatives of the armed forces of Ukraine in the south confirmed that basically Russian forces are for the moment blocked by the Ukrainian forces at the right bank of the Dnieper River. And according to their information, there is a communication between Russian forces and Ukrainian forces that Russian forces actually will lay down their weapons and surrender. Again, this information just come in and we don't have any additional details, but this was confirmed by the official spokeswoman of the press center of the South Defense. Also, if we report by the Institute for the Study of War, they are saying and they are predicting that Russian forces are likely attempting to conduct more deliberate and controlled withdrawal in western Kherson region to avoid the chaotic fight that characterized the collapse of the Russian defense positions in Kharkiv region.
Also recently, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned of stepped-up attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure after his forces suffered humiliating battlefield setbacks in recent days. Those attacks also renewed fears of possible radioactive disaster in the nearly seven-month war. This is VOA News. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II's coffin has been lowered into the royal vault at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle at the conclusion of her committal service. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on this final ceremony in a day a nation said goodbye to its longest reigning monarch.
Huge crowds lined Windsor's long walk as the procession accompanying the state hearse made its way to St. George's Chapel for the committal service. The Dean of Windsor says, "We've come together to commit into the hands of God the soul of his servant, Queen Elizabeth."
Here in St. George's Chapel, where she so often worshipped, we are bound to call to mind someone whose uncomplicated yet profound Christian faith bore so much fruit.
During the service, the Queen was separated from her crown jewels. The imperial state crown, the orb and scepter removed from their place on her coffin by the crown jeweller. They will ultimately be returned to the Tower of London, but stay for now with the Dean, who placed them carefully on the altar. Charles de Ledesma, London.
After nearly 2 years of virtual and hybrid summits, the world's leaders are converging on the United Nations headquarters in New York this week for the UN General Assembly. The opening of the 77th session comes as the planet is beset with crises on nearly every front. Russia's war in Ukraine, inflation and economic instability, terrorism and ideological extremism, environmental degradation and devastating floods, droughts and fires, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic, which continues to plague the world, are just a few of the rampant perils. The meetings opened Monday with a summit on education disrupted worldwide during the pandemic. Meanwhile, Hurricane Fiona roared over the Dominican Republic Monday, a day after knocking out power to all parts of Puerto Rico and causing damage to the the governor of the island described as catastrophic. Many people were also left without water service. The blow from Fiona was made more devastating because Puerto Rico has yet to fully recover from 2017's Hurricane Maria, which killed nearly 3,000 people and destroyed the power grid. Repeating the hour's top news story, officials in Ukraine say a Russian missile strike overnight struck close to Ukraine's second-largest nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.